How did you collect this data, and what did you find about the companies that qualified here?
Well, the reality is this should be this story should be covered by every mainstream news outlet out there. These are large companies and subsidiaries of large companies that are receiving federal contracts that agencies count towards their small business goals. The federal government has a 23% small business contracting goal annually, and they've actually never hit this goal, and what's worse is the attempts to use large businesses to appear as if they're hitting this goal. What we found in the top 100, like I said, 72 of those were actually large businesses, and also a few anomalies where the data just didn't make sense. And this is data from the federal government's own database, which is the Federal Procurement Data System Next Generation.
Is there a legal problem here? Is there a definition problem here? What's the problem?
There's a number of different things that are happening here. Part of it is bad policy. It's a policy that allows a small business that's been purchased by a large business, say Lockheed Martin or General Electric or Harris Corporation, to maintain its small business size status for up to 5 years. This used to be 20 years. In 2007, it was changed to 5 years. The contracts awarded to that company are continued to count as small business contracts, like I said, for 5 years, which completely messes up the transparency of if the agencies are actually hitting their goals. Another part is just straight up just contracts coded as small business contracts for no explainable reason, and a perfect example of that is with Apple. Everyone knows Apple is not a small business. However, it's not a lot of contracts, but we did find contracts awarded Apple, they were coded as small business contracts.
And is it your sense that those kinds of issues are mistakes, or is it possible that somebody is doing something else, shall we say?
Well, we would hope that, we'd hope that they're mistakes. Of course, there have definitely been documented cases of fraud, of just flat out trying to use past large businesses off as small businesses. However, I can't think of anyone in their right mind that would go into that would enter a contract to Lockheed Martin, Bank of America, Apple as a small business contract and think that no one would catch that. That said, the SBA is apparently looks for anomalies, things like contracts awarded to Apple that are counted as small business contracts, and takes those out of the data when they do their report card. However, we don't see that happening because you go back 2010, 2009, these same companies still have small business contracts in the database.
Brian Reeder of the American Small Business League is with me. Brian, your organization has a report out on this that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. The numbers that are in there, what do we do about those to get to that 23% goal, but also to have it be with companies that should be within that 23%?
Well, the policy needs to be changed. We need to stop allowing companies that outgrow their size status or are purchased by huge mega corporations to maintain their small business size status. That doesn't help anybody except for the contracting officer or the agency that is trying to hit their goals. It doesn't help more small businesses get federal contracts. It doesn't help the middle class, usually represented by small businesses. I don't need to tell you there's a number of people out there that don't have jobs, and small businesses create the majority of net new jobs in the nation. They're the engine of economic growth. And we need to, with the government being the world's largest purchaser of goods and services, they need to direct some of that federal infrastructure spending to those small businesses.
Now, your report is coming out not too long after changes in the structure and the sizes of small businesses in a significant number of categories in federal contracting. Do these two things fit together? I mean, what effect will the changes in those revenue sizes have on this whole situation?
Well, that means there's going to be a lot more companies that were large in 2011 that are going to be counted as small in 2012. When we look at our data, we do go with what the SBA has down for size standards. We don't agree with all of them, but that's, just so the data makes sense, we aren't going to go in and just be like, oh, this company has more than 100 employees. They shouldn't have gotten a small business contract because some industry size standards call for 1,500 employees and $38 million in annual revenue. It's basically just going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot more competition for small businesses out there. Whether it was the right move, we haven't come out formally and said anything about it. Every time the SBA increases size standards, usually it's a bad idea.